joining via remote. Were arrested in Jakarta Thursday as tens of thousands protested across Indonesia for a third day against a controversial new law that critics say will harm labor rights and the environment. Thousands of security personnel were deployed to block access to the capital and prevent workers and students from demonstrating in front of the presidential palace as well as parliament. Jakarta police spokesman Yusri Yunus said more than 400 people, mostly teenagers, have been arrested in the past 2 days and accused of provoking unrest during the protests. The government hopes that a new bill will attract foreign investment. The bill aims to cut red tape by amending dozens of existing laws covering taxation, labor, and environmental regulations. But labor activists and green groups have slammed the legislation, with Amnesty International saying it was catastrophic for workers. Police banned Thursday's demonstration, citing coronavirus concerns, but workers and students marched anyway in dozens of cities across the archipelago. And France has prepped Thursday for tighter coronavirus restrictions in several major cities, 2 days after a maximum alert protocol went into force in Paris that included bar closures. The rate of positive test results for the coronavirus has risen to 9.1%. from around 4.5% just a month ago. French President Emmanuel Macron said that the virus has been spreading faster in recent weeks, thus the need for more restrictions. He said new measures would be similar to protocols put in place in and around the capital, as well as the region around Marseille in the south. As of Wednesday, 455 intensive care beds in Paris and its suburbs were occupied by COVID patients, more than 40% of the total, a rate the agency expects to climb rapidly in the coming weeks. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.